Well, we know that in the last year for which we got figures, we estimate 81 new products came on the market. But there may be as many as 300 or more on the market already. So it's a huge range of products to keep under watch.
Because the sale of them isn't illegal, they can be sold in shops. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's important to point out that people might assume the term legal high means that they're legal to use as a drug. They are illegal to sell to someone if they know it's going to be used for human consumption. They are dangerous for human consumption. They may be legal as something like bath salts or guinea pig fodder and other products that are being produced, but people perhaps know that they're going to be used for human consumption, and that in itself is illegal if they know that's what's going to be used for.
How do you stop the supply of it in Scotland? How do you interrupt the supply of it in Scotland?
Well, we have had some great successes local level. Both Angus Council and South Ayrshire Council have managed to shut down some NPS shops or head shops that are selling NPS products, and that has been using the common law, where it's been clear that someone has carelessly or recklessly sold these products and endangering the users in terms of they're being used for human consumption, and they have done it in such a way it's irresponsible. So the training standards teams and Police Scotland have worked together to make sure these shops are shut down in those circumstances.
And how dangerous are they?
They can be fatal. We know in the last year for which we got figures, 5 people died outright from taking NPS, which is itself a shocking figure. But as many as 113 people who died had NPS in their system at the time they died.
But how do they take it? Is it tablets? Is it liquid? How do they do this?
There's a mixture of different products. Some are used a bit like cannabis. They're smoked, and others are used intravenously. And we are alarmed at the number of people who we're beginning to detect. We need hard figures on this, of course, but anecdotally, a large increase in the number of people using NPS intravenously, and that presents real health risks to them. Bloodborne diseases, potential blockages in blood vessels, potential amputations, ulcers on their skin, which are very hard to treat, and gangrene and other things can kick in. So there's real concerns about the health effects on people.
And what's the reaction been of the people who are using it?
Well, even met a crew, and they were telling me that some really hardened drug users, people who've been using drugs since the 1980s, who used to using heroin and other substances, are finding that they are terrified by the impact that some NPS products are having on them. The dosages are much stronger sometimes than the equivalent amount for a traditional drug, and there's no degree of consistency in the supply, so they may know what they're getting with a traditional illicit drug, if I can put it that way, but sometimes they don't know what they're getting with an NPS, and it is scaring them.
And do you have any indication at all of how widespread the use of these are in Scotland?
Well, we know there are some figures on the usage. It's less than 1% that we know of the general population, but among certain user groups it's much higher. There's a concern among young people, probably because people perceive them to be legal and maybe cheaper and easier to get hold of. We know that in the club scene that many people are being presented with NPS when they visit a club.
But 1% of the population, that's 50,000 people. That's a lot of people using them.
It's a potentially huge share of the population. It's about 0.5% that we know through survey work are telling us that they are using it. So it's a significant number of people and across the population. The concern is that it's growing among young people, and therefore that will then feed through into higher numbers. And we are seeing people who've used drugs for many years also converting to NPS because it's cheaper perhaps and easier to get hold of, and they're not having to go to a drug dealer.